God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
The banners of the King go forth, the gleaming mystery of the cross, by which the Maker of all flesh was yoked in flesh upon the wound, where wounded as he hung on high by ruthless blade of sharpened spear, there flowed forth water mixed with blood to wash us clean from every sin. O noble tree with blood adorned, the splendid purple of the King, wood chosen from a worthy stock to touch and bear such holy limbs. O blessed tree whose branches bore the price and ransom of the world, like scales it weighed the body's worth and bore away the spoils of hell. Hail, altar victim sacrifice for glory gained through grief and death, by which our life endured to die, and through his death restored our life. O cross, all hail our only hope in this most holy passion tide. Increase the grace of loving hearts and rid the guilty of their sin. O triune God, let all sing praise to you, the font of saving grace. Sustain forever those you save by wondrous mystery of the cross. Amen. A propinqua apat autem dies festus, et quae repand principe sacerdotum quomodo Iesum interficerunt, sed timebant plebem. The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountain, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. A propinqua pat autem dies festus, et quae rebant principe sacerdotum, quomodo Iesum interficerent, sed imebant plebem. Consilium fecerunt inimici mei dicentes, conteramus eum de terra viventium. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory. For the sake of your love and your truth, lest the heathen say, where is their God? But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he wills. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have nostrils, but they cannot smell. With their hands, they cannot feel. With their feet, they cannot walk. No sound comes from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Sons of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. He remembers us and he will bless us. He will bless the sons of Israel. He will bless the sons of Aaron. The Lord will bless those who fear him, the little no less than the great. To you may the Lord grant increase, to you and all your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to men. The dead shall not praise the Lord, nor those who go down into the silence. But we who live bless the Lord, now and forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Consilium fecerunt inimici mei dicentes, conteramus eum de terra viventium. Christus peccata nostra ipse pertulit, in corpore suo, super lignum. Christ suffered for you, and left you an example, to have you follow in his footsteps. He did no wrong, no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he was made to suffer, he did not counter with threats. Instead, he delivered himself up to the one who judges justly. In his own body, he brought your sins to the cross, so that all of us dead to sin could live in accord with God's will. By his wounds you were healed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Christus peccata nostra ipse pertulit in corpore suo super lignum. My brothers, it was to us that this message of salvation was sent forth. The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their rulers failed to recognize him, and in condemning him they fulfilled the words of the prophets which we read Sabbath after Sabbath. Even though they found no charge against him which deserved death, they begged Pilate to have him executed. Once they had thus brought about all that had been written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. Yet God raised him from the dead. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you.
We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your cross you have redeemed the world,
we praise you.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you.
It is written, I will strike the shepherd, and his flock will be scattered. But when I have risen, I will go before you into Galilee. There you shall see me, says the Lord. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem anciles suae, ecce enim ex hoc beatam edicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordieus a progenie in progenies dimensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exudientes implevit bonis, et divit estimisit in annis, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abram et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. It is written, I will strike the shepherd, and his flock will be scattered. But when I have risen, I will go before you into Galilee. There you shall see me, says the Lord. The Savior of mankind, by dying destroyed death, and by rising again restored life. Let us humbly ask him,
sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
Redeemer of the world, give us a greater share of your passion through a deeper spirit of repentance, so that we may share the glory of your resurrection.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
May your mother, comfort of the afflicted, protect us. May we console others as you console us.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
In their trials, enable your faithful people to share in your passion, and so reveal in their lives your saving power.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
You humbled yourself by being obedient even to accepting death, death on a cross. Give all who serve you the gifts of obedience and patient endurance.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
Transform the bodies of the dead to be like your own in glory, and bring us at last into their fellowship.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty and ever-living God, who as an example of humility for the human race to follow, caused our Savior to take flesh and submit to the cross, graciously grant that we may heed his lesson of patient suffering, and so merit a share in his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeterna.
Amen.